Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Down to 22 games, I think it is. Jake Eisenberg can correct me if I'm wrong on that number. But Jake, it's good to have you on the show, my man. We appreciate you joining us. One, they needed that, but you kind of had a feeling that after having a really rough day at the office, Bobby was going to come back and help him win a game the very next day.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way it goes with him. And it's way more, like you said after the game last night, it's way more that he's going to win you games and he's going to be on the other side of it. And you are right, there are 22 games left, and the Royals find themselves just two games back of the Mariners for the third wild card spot. And so we've got 3 weeks left, guys. And look, this is about as interesting as it gets. Sure, you'd love to be in a more comfortable position and maybe have a playoff spot more comfortably wrapped up, but these are meaningful games down the stretch. They are all going to count. They are all going to be interesting. They are all going to be tense. They are all going to be important. And that starts with tonight against the Twins.
Is it weird for me to say that I both think Bobby Wood Jr. has been a top five player in baseball this year, is a top three player in the sport, and for the culmination of the entire season, I would still say he hasn't given them enough. That might be a standard he has set for himself, but it's like the Mahomes factor. Like, I still say, Bobby, there's more there. Like, I can get more from you.
I mean, Cody, I love you, but that is a ridiculous statement.
I did say he's a top five player in baseball still.
That's
my point. Like, short of him being a switch hitting catcher that hit 50 home runs and putting together a Barry Bonds like season, like, what do you want here? I mean, last year, let's be clear, last year was one of the greatest single seasons of all time in recent baseball history. Full stop. That's what we are talking about. That's where the bar was set entering this year. And so there is understandable that repeating that kind of a particular season, we haven't seen back-to-back seasons quite like that since, you know, peak Mike Trout, probably in like the early 2010s, or maybe what Aaron Judge has done specifically offensively over the last few years, or I don't know, Shohei Ohtani, who's hitting and pitching and doing 50-50 things as a DH, like in ways that we've never seen before. But let's be clear, like, you look at the F4 rankings right now, Bobby Witt Jr. has 6.9 wins above replacement on Fangraphs. That is third most in all of Major League Baseball, only behind Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. He is playing a premium position. Should be another Gold Glove season for him at shortstop. He is in the center of his line. I guess, Cody, I don't know what more you want out of what's been an incredible...
I'm trying to squeeze a little more juice out of there,
season.
You know?
A little more juice. Okay, sure.
Jake, he's a greedy SOB is what it is, all right? I appreciate you providing us a drop,
look,
I hope
tomorrow that if Patrick Mahomes throws for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns tonight, I hope you get on the show on Monday and be like, yeah, but did he throw one left-handed? Like,
show a little flash on it, you know?
My goodness. We're talking to Jake Eisenberg here on 96.5 The Fan. We know that this this wild card race is tightened up. You know, not only is it the Mariners, but you've got now the Guardians and the Rays and the Rangers that are all right there with the Royals as well. Is it still the Mariners for you, like, because they are occupying a spot that's the team that they really still are kind of chasing? Or are you now looking and say, man, Texas is playing some pretty darn good baseball as well?
I mean, I think, look, you got to chase the team that currently has the spot. And right now that is the Mariners. And even though they had sputtered in September, that's still a team that has, at least on paper, one of the best rotations in the sport. And they've got the guy that I think should be the American League MVP in Cal Raleigh, and what he's done this season, both catching and being a switch hitter, hitting 50 plus home runs and chasing down Mickey Mantle's switch hitting record. Yeah, I think the Mariners are still the team that you're chasing. And I think that's especially true considering 11 days from now, you've got a 3-game series at home against the Mariners. And from my perspective, as long as you are within 3 games of the Mariners by the time that series rolls around, yeah, you're right in this thing.
Looking at where the Royals are, I've still been, and this is one of the biggest compliments I can pay this year's team, even though I want them to be in the playoffs, and that was still the standard of success for me. Them overcoming the pitching has been incredible. But now they lose Seth Lugo to the IL. Reagans isn't back from the IL. Chris Bubich is still gone for the year. Like, can they survive this? Like, now Lugo on the bench, and, like, you know, Cameron, who I thought bounced back nice after the first inning last night, has had a couple of shaky starts. Can they do this again? Can Burgert and can Kolek, can they make that work for the next 3 weeks?
I mean, you certainly hope so. I do think it's a great point that you make, and something that I think someone has flown under the radar nationally and maybe locally to a degree too. But, like, on paper, how many teams lose two guys that were top five in the Cy Young last year and a guy who was a breakout all-star this year and still find themselves in playoff contention with 3 weeks left in the season? I would say probably none. I remember asking J.J. Piccolo, you know, a question similar like that, you know, right around the trade deadline. I was like, hey, you know, put the shoe on the other foot. If you're one of the other 29 teams, would you be surprised that the Royals are doing what they're doing, given that Reagans hasn't thrown, you know, a pitch in the big league since early June? Seth Lugo is now on the injured list for a second time this season and hasn't quite been himself for the last month. Chris Bubich, you haven't really had him the entire second half of the year. I mean, that speaks to how good Noah Cameron has been. I mean, even with, you know, the rough patch that he had, he's still a rookie starting pitcher with an ERA just a shade over 3 in 20 starts. Ryan Burger has been terrific. He's basically looked like Noah Cameron did when he first came up. Stephen Kolek delivered a quality start. Michael Wacha has been the unsung hero of this rotation the entire season. He has been as steady as it gets. So, yeah, I think it's a testament to how good the depth has been from unexpected places. You know, we expected it to be Alec Marsh and Kyle Wright. It's been Noah Cameron and trade acquisitions in Ryan Burgert and now Stephen Kolek, who's going to get the ball on Saturday. Yeah, can they do it again? Time will tell, but every indication is that they can.
We know the Chiefs are playing in Brazil tonight. I don't know how many countries you've been to, if any, outside of the United States or not, Jake, but where would you want a baseball game? Where would you want to call a baseball game? What other country?
Well, I learned the other day that you haven't been out of the country, so we gotta fix that.
I'm changing in November. I'm going to the Bahamas in November.
Yeah. I love it. I actually have been to Brazil. I've been there for only a day. My wife and I went to Argentina on our honeymoon, and we went to Brazil for a day in the midst of that trip. Where would I like to see a baseball game? I think that Major League Baseball has done a really great job of kind of spreading out a little bit. We've seen games in Mexico. We've seen games in Japan, in Korea. We've seen games in Puerto Rico, and we've seen games in Cuba. I think that those places that we have games are really interesting. I think one that would be really cool, and there's definitely way more political stuff that would have to get figured out, but given the amount of Venezuelan talent in the sport, I think a game in Venezuela would be electric beyond belief. There's certainly a lot of hurdles to clear before that's something that can happen, but I think that's a destination where Major League Baseball hasn't been, but certainly has a ton of popularity that would be incredible. And it wasn't too long ago, maybe a decade or so ago, that there was the Venezuelan Winter League. And so there was affiliated baseball that was being played there during the course of the offseason. And of course, there's the Venezuelan Winter League now that there's so many superstars that we see in Major League Baseball playing. I think Venezuela would be a really cool place for a Major League Baseball game. I do think that's going to take quite a bit more time, though.
Jake, we know you'll be on the call for the Royals game tonight over on the Fan AM, same time the Chiefs are in action tonight. What's your official Chiefs prediction? What do you got score-wise?
score-wise? let's see. Depends. How many touchdowns Patrick Mahomes throws left-handed? Chiefs win. Let's go 28-16.
Comfortable win. They
is that
cover
a score,
as well.
Gami? That's an interesting score. 28-16.
There's no way that's score, Gami, but that's a strong prediction. I like it, Jake.
Yeah, I don't know. Just going off the beaten path. It's Brazil. Who knows what can happen?
Jake, appreciate you as always. I also really appreciate you for providing us this gym today.
Cody, I love you, but that is a ridiculous statement.
So I appreciate having that ready for us. Have a good call,
oh,
man.
Yeah. We'll talk to you. Make sure you have a button ready for that one. It's going to be in use plenty this season.
There you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.